Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyson Strayer. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Abby Yoder about her daughter Gabby Yoder's inclusion in the Iowa Hawkeyes Kid Captain program. Gabby has an exciting role coming up this weekend. Can you share what it is and how you found out about this?
Yeah, so Gabby is a kid captain for the Iowa-Penn State game this Saturday. We applied, there's a process you go through it, and then we actually got a phone call when we were at a Heart Friends golf outing to find out that she was selected to be a kid captain, which was pretty exciting because we were out golfing to raise money to support kids with heart defects. So to find out in that setting was kind of special too.
Can you talk a little bit about your experience at the Children's Hospital before this?
Yeah. So Gabby sees a lot of specialists at the Children's Hospital. She sees ophthalmology for her eyes. She sees hematology because she has a platelet disorder. She sees otolaryngology. She's had a couple sets of tubes. She sees cardiology for her heart defect. She sees the Center for Disabilities and Developments for her cerebral palsy and just developmental delays. She's done neuropsych testing to see if there's any learning deficits related to everything she's been through. And she's had just kind of a laundry list of procedures. She's had eye surgeries and bone marrow biopsies, heart surgeries, three of them. She's been there a lot.
It's a tough little girl.
Gabby is absolutely amazing. She doesn't know any different. She was born this way. So to her, this is just her normal. And she loves the hospital. It's her safe place. It's a place where she goes to feel better, where people go to help her, people that know her well and embrace her and love her. A couple years ago, she even asked to have her birthday party at the Children's Hospital. It's just a part of her life.
Would you have any words of advice for families in similar situations to yours?
Gosh, the journey is hard, and the journey is often lifelong. A lot of kids like Gabby, there is no end. There is no 100% you're going to get better. You're going to be fixed. Find your tribe. Find your people. Embrace them. Let them support you. And try as much as possible. I think people always say, live for today. And truly try to do that. And really find the beauty in every day.
What is Gabby most looking forward to about this weekend?
Gabby kind of isn't an individual who thinks she's the queen on a daily basis. So Gabby is excited to go on the field. She is excited to have people cheer for her. And just kind of to live that full life she's incredibly good at embracing and doing. And see all the people who love her and support her.
The school is putting on an assembly to wish Gabby good luck and see her off for the weekend. What has your experience been like with the Mid Prairie School District?
Oh, I cannot thank the Mid Prairie School District and their staff enough for the support they've given Gabby. They support her in a way that allows her to achieve goals and to be with her peers and keep her safe. They are her people, they are her champions, they lead the way in making sure that she has what she needs to be successful, and they do it with love and care like she is their own.
Lastly, is there anything that either you or maybe that Gabby would like to get out to say to the hospital and all of the people in the community who have been so supportive?
I don't think when people are with you in the darkest times of your life and when people give up their time with their families to take care of your child, when people save your kid's life and make that life a beautiful life, a life full of joy, full of opportunity, full of yeses instead of no's, there's a way to say thank you. But we are so grateful to live in this beautiful community with people who are loving and kind and caring, and to live so close to a hospital that owns these kids like theirs and that makes their lives so amazing and so beautiful and so full.
It's amazing.
It's hard to talk about. It's just, it's our daily life. It's our normal. But I think when you talk about it, you realize how brave you have to be on a daily basis.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Abby Yoder. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyson Strayer with KCII News.